makers of Kix invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, K-I-X, Kix, the delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal that comes in tiny round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band, featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Country Washburn, Arm Down, Red Engel, and Parker Gibb, who join with Jerry Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And now for the band you have to beat, Ted Weems and his band playing Goody Goodbye. The man who helps you beat the band, the representative of the people, Gary Moore.
And what pleasure there is for me in that representation, Fort. The pen in this case, mightier than the sword, is sure to send our bandsmen down in defeat. For the questions which we will use, General Mills will, of course, pay $10 each. Those who beat the band are guaranteed double money, $20 and a case of Kix, though it may be much more. Our jackpot of $100 will be divided equally among those who beat the band. For example, if three people beat the band, they will receive $33 1/3, plus $10 for their question and a case of Kix. However, if only one question beats the band, that person receives the full $100, $10 for the question, and, of course, a full case of Kix. Now, it's a game worth playing, folks, so why not send your question to Beat the Band, Minneapolis, Minnesota, today. Now, as we come to the unrehearsed portion of our program, let me remind you that the band does not know the questions which I will ask. So let's get started, and don't forget to listen for the boom of the old bass drum. It tells you when somebody's question beats the band. Ready or not, boys, here comes question number one, group number one, and we open with a gentle hint to the men, folks, on how to be happy though married. Mrs. William Malloy of Johnston, Pennsylvania, writes, "When the bridegroom of 1 week discovered there was no milk for his coffee, what did he cheerfully say to reassure his bride?" And there goes, all right, Pete Beelman's hand was up first, although there are four or five more hands up there at the start. Pete Beelman.
You're the cream in my coffee?
You're right, Pete, absolutely. All right, good enough. Let's hear you play the trombone.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And Pete Beelman gets the first 10 points up on the scoreboard for this week, despite the fact the cream was slightly curdled around the edges. And here we come to question number two. It's logical at this point that we should consider feathering the little nest. And so we take this question from Peggy Charrier of Long Beach, California. When the architect submitted his drawings to the future homeowner for approval and was told that they were all wrong, what did he, the architect, say? He drew up plans for a home, and if the homeowner told him they were all wrong, so what did the architect say? Uh-huh, there goes Elmo Tanner's hand over in the whistling department.
I get a kick out of you?
That's very good. I don't get it. We'll have to put a pillow and a mattress over there for you so you can enjoy the program some more, Elmo. No, I guess I'll have to change my plans.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. Just put 50 cents in the kitty if you don't mind. Boom, there it goes. All right, and Peggy Cherrier of Long Beach, California is the first person to beat the band. She receives a full case of kicks and a guarantee of not less than $20, but it may be much more. Remember that jackpot. And so we come to question number three. And from Frank Kenneth Young of Tewamo, Michigan, comes this ode to a tough break. Says Mr. Young, in what song do misfortunes never come singly? In what song do misfortunes never come singly? And there's Joe Hooven back in the brass section. All right, Joe?
Double trouble.
Double trouble. Good. Is your wife out here in the audience? I heard somebody say it before you. I didn't know. Can you play it on your trumpet? Hmm? I'll scratch your head. I won't give you the answer. All right, Joe. And Joe Hooven gets 10 points up on the old scoreboard. Now, boys, you can relax because here's a question you can answer in a body. Tell me, what's the name of the tune that Ted will call for at this time if he's got the right tune on his script, huh?
Well, you'll find a clue on your music rack, boys. If that doesn't help you, the first four words of the title are Moon Over Sun Valley.
And a grand tune it is from the pens of Ted Weems and pianist Jack O'Brien. Harry Como sings it for you.
We're still under your spell. You brought us together. We thank you so much for giving our picture that finishing touch. Oh, moon over Sun Valley, make every night a night in June. With the help of your charm, love came into my arms. So shine on, Sun Valley Moon. Came into my arms, so shine on, Sun Valley.
Listen closely now, folks, and I'll introduce you to one of the grandest breakfast treats you and your family have ever had. No fooling. It's called Kix. And into the making of this swell new breakfast food went all the skill of the world's largest millers. So that in Kix, you get one ready-to-eat corn cereal that really is as new and different as it could possibly be. Kix tastes new. A really swell taste. Something like popcorn, but with a tantalizing difference. Kix gives you a wonderful new crispness in milk or cream, too. It's plenty nourishing, also. And if all that doesn't convince you Kix is different, let me tell you something. It even looks different from any other corn cereal you ever had. Open up one of the three cartons in a bright yellow package of Kix, and out comes not the usual flakes or shreds, but a cascade of tiny golden bubbles. So crisp and appetizing, you'll wonder why nobody ever thought of them before. Why don't you make up your mind to try Kix real soon? You surely will be mighty glad you did.
Here we go. The dangers in the modern workaday world. The elevator man has his ups and downs. The barber has his close shaves. The movie lover has his tight squeezes. But you, my friendly foeman, have your questions. And here they come. I took that introduction and butted it and held it over a slow fire. It would pop, if you see what I mean. Now, here we come with question number one of the second group. Here's one for the armchair adventurers in the band. According to Edmund D. Burke of Roxbury, Massachusetts, What could Admiral Byrd have said as he rested right on the North Pole? The answer is a song of about 15 years ago. What could Admiral... Oh, all the hands are going after his country Washington, back on the base fiddle.
Sitting on top of the world, probably, huh?
That's probably... That's it. That's it. All right, can you... Cautious sort of song. Can you play it on your base fiddle there? Huh? Next. That's good enough. All right, and Country Watchman gets his first 10 points up there on the scoreboard, and so far only one person has beat the band, which makes him the only contestant for that $100 jackpot. And here we come to our second question in this group about young love. Think back, boys, think back. C.J. Migling of Canton, Ohio says, "The girlfriend's porch is vine-covered and inviting, but it is furnished only with straight-backed chairs and rockers. Her boyfriend didn't like it, and what did he say?" Does anybody know? It was Marvel Maxwell's hand up in the air. All right, Marvel.
It might be. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
That's absolutely right. All right. You can tell Marvel's been around, haven't you? Good enough, Marvel. Can you sing it? Huh?
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Anyhow, give Marvel Max 10 points on the scoreboard. Don't mean a thing if you ain't got approximately the same key either, as you came to find out on that one. So Marvel Maxwell, our only female contestant, gets 10 points up on the old scoreboard and comes now a sally into the realms of politics. Says Andy S. Joseph of Long Lake, New York, "A politician is partly a Democrat, something of a Republican, and yet, what else is he?" This isn't just any politician. This is a particular politician. He's partly a Democrat, something of a Republican, and yet, what else is he? Uh-oh. There'll be a slight pause for I don't know what's going on here. Someone's going to give up, the whole band? I'm sorry, time's up, and the answer... Pete, you started to put your hand up. You know what it is? Pete Beelman started to put his hand up. I hadn't finished yet. Get around to Pete Beelman in the trombone section. He's looking very sad that he put his hand up in the first place.
I'm sure I'm wrong, but I thought it might be a flat-foot flugy.
No. That's the politician on your block, maybe, but not all politicians. And I hope you never have to write to your congressman for anything either, Mr. Beelman. You have to feed the kitty, 50 cents in the kitty. If you don't mind, let's listen to the boom. Good. There it is. And it looks like Andy S. Joseph of Long Lake, New York, is the second one to beat the band. He receives a full case of kicks and a guarantee of not less than $20, but it may be much more. Remember that jackpot. Incidentally, I forgot to tell you the name. The correct answer, it's a little bit independent. Okay, he's partly Democrat, something of a Republican, and yet what else is he? A little bit independent. Righto. Here we come with our next question. Boys, don't groan at the customers, please. Here we come. Now, you boys have made a good many records, and you should be able to answer this one. Mrs. H.E. Johnston of Newcastle, Pennsylvania, asks, how might the phonograph express its feeling as you put on a vocal record? How might the phonograph express its feeling as you put on a vocal record? There goes Art Winner's hand. Art Winner, back up in the trumpet section here. All right, Art?
I feel a song coming on.
Why, you're absolutely right. Good enough. Dr. Winner back there. All right, can you play it on your trumpet? Don't scratch your mustache. You haven't got much left as it is.
I feel the song as well as I do the title.
Just get close to it. Next one. Come on. All the boys trying to help him with gestures. It doesn't help anyone. They get 10 points up on the old scoreboard. He felt a song coming on for a minute there. It looked like measles, I'm telling you, from the way the tune went. Now we come to our next question, a little recipe, lads. I know you're all good cooks. Francis Pruitt of Humboldt, Tennessee, wants you to try this one. It's Mammy's Special. 2 cups cornmeal, 1 cup boiling hot water, 1/2 teaspoonful of salt, 1 cup of cracklings. Mix well and bake in a hot oven until done. Now how about it, y'all? Does anybody know what that recipe is, y'all? Huh? I'll repeat it again quickly. 2 cups cornmeal, 1 cup boiling hot water, 1/2 teaspoonful of salt, 1 cup of cracklings. Mix well and bake in a hot oven until done. How about it? Oh, there goes Elmo Tanner's hand in the air.
Shortening bread?
That's absolutely right, Mother Tanner. Good enough.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Elmo, let's hear your whistling.
No, wait a minute. That's wrong.
Shortened bread, please, please. Baby got short.
All right. All right, boys. Hold yourself in check. Never mind, boys. All right. That'll be enough, fellas. Melmo Tanner gets his second 10 points up there on the scoreboard. Here we come into our next question. Now, fellas, here's a little situation which might occur in the good old summertime. And incidentally, that isn't the answer. Mrs. Carl K. Seifert of Fort Davis, Texas, writes, a man who had been lying on his back too long in the sun at the beach was trying to find a comfortable position in bed. What wise suggestion did his wife make? That's fairly easy. It's a little tricky, too. The man was very sunburned, been lying in the sun too long on his back, and he was trying to find a comfortable position in bed. What wise suggestion did his wife make? Gentlemen, time is fleeting. And the answer, I'm sorry, you're too late. The whole band's got to feed the kitty. The answer is keep your sunny side up. Sure enough. $14.50 in the big bass drum, if you don't mind, please. Good enough. All right. There they go in the bass drum, and it looks like Carl K. Seifert of Fort Davis, Texas, receives a full case of kicks and a guarantee of not less than $20, which may be much more. Remember that jackpot. Well, now, fellas, you can rest on your laurels for the nonce while I talk to the boss. Ted, if your boys had missed all of the questions so far, we would still recognize that they were worthy of note. Need I say more?
Not a word, Gary. The first note is B-flat. The tune is I'd Love to Live in Loveland.
And with Marvel Maxwell, Perry Como, Elmo Tanner, and Country Washburn telling the story.
Like you.
Where every day is a holiday. And skies
are baby blue.
Where roses
bloom forever. And sweethearts are always true.
He'd love
to live in Loveland.
With a little girl
like you. I'd love to live in Loveland.
A holiday
and skies are baby blue,
where roses bloom forever
and sweethearts are always true. I'd love to live in a land
with
a lovely little lady like you.
You know, I don't know you radio listeners personally, but I do happen to know some things about you. I know, for instance, that as an average man, woman, or boy, or girl, you prefer a breakfast food that stays really crisp in milk or cream. That's common knowledge. You know, I'm that sort of a guy myself. And it's one reason why I'm so sure that, like me, you're really going to go for General Mills' swell new ready-to-eat corn cereal kicks. Folks, these tiny golden corn bubbles have been proved by our own actual tests to stay deliciously crisper in milk or cream than any ordinary flat flake cereal on the market. They're made to stay crisp, that's why. They're mighty nourishing, too. And in addition, these tantalizing little Kix bubbles have a wonderful, crispy, popcorn-like flavor that's simply swell. Try Kix, will you? And by the way, I meant to tell you, you can be absolutely sure your Kix will be perfectly fresh and crisp when you buy it, because it's packed in an exclusive, crisp-assured package containing 3 special wax-sealed cartons. These cartons are designed to keep out moisture. And since you need open them only one at a time, Kix stays deliciously fresh and crisp on your pantry shelf, too. Remember the name Kix. K-I-X, Kix, in the new Crisp Assured package.
Money is the title of the tune, and here we go, hoping that you people listening will be in the money because of our third group of questions, question one. Do you boys incidentally ever listen to the radio? No. They can dish it out, but they can't take it. Well, here, you'll wish you did. You'll wish you did with this question. Mrs. Eulalia H. Gray of Malden, Massachusetts, wants an answer to this one. When Baby Snooks and Daddy Stafford are on the air, their conversation and its result remind you of what old popular song? When Baby Snooks and Pappy. There goes Rosie McCarty's hand up in the air.
Aggravating Papa.
Doggone, you're right. All right, Aggravating Papa's perfectly right. Can you play it, Hello, I'm going to clarinet. I got enough. That'll be enough. That'll be enough for that. Aggravating pop. Aggravating Papa built around Baby Snooks to say if Moses had seen her, there'd be another commandment. Rosie, you get 10 points up on the old scoreboard as we come into our next question. From Milwaukee, Wisconsin, comes the query, again on politics, and the question is propounded by Mrs. Tom Larkin, who asks, what popular song of a few years ago tells you what a politician hopes for on election day? A popular song a few years ago tells you what a politician hopes for. There goes Perry Como's hand up in the air. All right, Perry?
I think it's Many Happy Returns.
That's absolutely right. All right, Perry, can you sing it, huh? Can you sing Many Happy Returns today?
Many happy returns of the day, but there isn't much more I can say.
Fortunately, you don't have to say anymore. You get 10 points up on the scoreboard just for that. Now, here we come with another question. Don't get steered wrong on this one, boys. May Gessel of Canaan, Connecticut, tells us that a car which wandered from one side of the road to the other was stopped by an officer. Now, when he saw a lovely girl driving, however, he only gave her a warning. A song you heard often a few years ago tells you what he said. Uh-huh, Joe Hooven, back in the trumpet section there. His hand goes up in the air for your second question of the day.
Stay on the right side, sister.
Stay on the right side, sister. That's absolutely right. Can you play it on your trumpet, huh?
Right side, sister. All right.
Yeah. And Joe Hooven gets 10 more points up on the scoreboard, which, by George, makes him ahead for today's kitty. You're doing all right, Joe. And here we come into another question. Let's see. Get the right one. Good. A matter of embonpoint comes up, lads. It's French. And you might know the answer. Louise Mackey of Berkeley, California, asks, what do the snaps on a fat lady's dress say to each other when she exercises strenuously? What do the... Oh, there's Parker Gibbs. A lot of hands went up, Parker.
Hold tight.
Hold tight is that... Doggone, Parker, you got it. I'm sorry. Let's hear you play it, huh? Everybody, get on. Tight to react. Thank you. That'll be enough. All right. It was very whole tight. Indeed, it was. And so far, we have time for just one more question. If you boys ever saw the world from a porthole, possibly you can answer John F. Lartz of Washington, D.C., who wants to know what time it is at six bells aboard ship. Six bells. What time is it at six bells? There goes Joe Hooven's hand back in the trumpet section. Too late, Parker.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock?
Yeah, in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning. All right. Let's hear you play it on your trumpet. Good enough, Mr. That's enough, Joe. And you get another 10 points up on the old scoreboard. Good enough for you.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Huh? Time is up. Yep, time's up.
Oh,
the score as it stands at the moment will be history.
Well, that's good, Fort. Then will you make history while Ted makes music and I make way for the tour?
I'll make motions, Gary, if you don't mind. And the boys will make out fine, I think. The tune, by the way, is Bluebird in the Moonlight.
We'll be right back.
Well, here are your final scores. 14 questions were used, for which General Mills will pay $10 each. 3 questions beat the band, and the folks who wrote them receive equal shares in the $100 jackpot, plus $10 for the question, or $43.34. That gives us a grand total of $240 paid today for questions. And Joe Hooven is the proud possessor of the kitty. So pick it up, Joe, and join the other winners.
Well, friends, you stood by me nobly. Your questions were grand, and for them, I thank you. A check will arrive at your house very soon, and I hope it brings you loads of fun. May I add one suggestion to you folks who have not yet tried to beat the band? It's fun, so come on, get in the game. Send a question today to Beat the Band, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll watch for it.
Keep in mind that $10 is paid for each question which is used on this broadcast. If your question beats the band, you're guaranteed $20, double money, and a case of kicks. But remember, all those who beat the band share equally in the $100 jackpot, so you may get much more. All questions become the property of General Mills. Now it's a game, folks, and we want you to participate and have real fun. We want you to know that every letter is read and receives careful consideration. There may be many similar questions with identical answers, and of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually you. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Ted Weems and his band, Gary Moore and General Mills, makers of Kix, inviting you to join us next Sunday. In the meantime, be sure to try that delicious new breakfast cereal, Kix. It's swell. And of course, I know you're going to try to beat the band. Now look, everyone, wouldn't you like to enjoy something a little bit different for breakfast? Something a little bit more exciting than the usual run of early morning meals? Then take a tip from the enthusiastic millions who now enjoy a daily breakfast of Kix. That's right, Kix. K-I-X, Kix. It's a new ready-to-eat corn cereal made by General Mills, the world's largest miller. And it's deliciously different enough to be a complete and welcome change from any other cereal you ever had. Appetizing, most unusual bubble form, tantalizing new flavor, extra crispness in milk or cream, Kix has everything designed to give you a more delicious breakfast than you ever had before in all your life. Try it, will you? Kix, the cereal whose popularity over the past 2 years has been increasing more rapidly than any other new cereal from coast to coast. This is the National Broadcasting Company.